do now in the fifth volume of the Holy Letters. This is letter number 1237. This is actually an introduction that's printed in the Sefer Morim Tafresh Pei. And this is an introduction over there. And this was dated on the seventh day of Marcheshvan in the year Tafshin Beis, Brooklyn, New York. Usually when the Rebbe writes a letter to a person, the date comes on the top of the letter and then follows the letter. But when he writes an introduction of the book, he writes the introduction, he writes what he says, and then he writes the date when he wrote it. So in this case, the date is on the bottom. And this is, of course, the Maimorim of Tafresh Pei, and the Rebbe starts off with an interesting discussion that there's a discussion whether this is actually based on the Tzofnes Paneach and the Ragachover Goyen, apparently, that he says do people after their passing, does their level of grasping Torah, does there such a thing of they get new ideas, is there any additions? And he suggests that this would be a disagreement between the Rambam and the Ravid. Those are the main two, the Maimonides, and the Ravid is the commentary on the Rambam. You know, the Ravid, by the way, is always critical of the Rambam when he disagrees with the Rambam, and the point is made. That means whenever he doesn't disagree, he agrees with the Rambam. That's pretty. So that's not that often. So, but he can sometimes be pretty verbally, pretty explicit in his criticism of the Rambam. Some of the wording, the way he uses them. But I mean, these were giants, and so he suggests that this would be a disagreement between the Rambam and the Ravid. That's the reference over there. But the very simply, it's brought down in many areas of Hasidus that there is such a thing as an heavenly academy in which the souls that are in Gan Eden are studying Torah. So if they're studying Torah, it must be that there is that's simple, not only no disagreement. Hasidic literature simply implies that there is definitely that concept. Still, the Rebbe says there is room for these two opinions. And this also because we have another issue. So, in the Torah and the Talmud, we find an interesting story. There was one rabbi who was disagreeing with all the other rabbis, and they wanted to. He says that I'm right, and he wanted a proof that he's right. He did various kinds of evidence. The room would shake if I'm right. This, and finally, he says, if I'm right, there should be a heavenly voice saying that I'm the right, and the heavenly voice came out. And the rabbis responded, the Torah is lo b'shamayim, the Torah is not in the heavens. We don't go by voices from the heaven. The Torah is meant for people to understand, and therefore we don't care, really. So, what does it mean when we're saying the academy of the souls, if the Torah is not in the heavens? How do we reconcile this with this idea? So the Rebbe explains like this. The main part of the Torah is to sort out the halacha, something which wasn't known at all, or it wasn't fully understood because of the questions, etc. That can only be done by a soul while they are dressed up in a materialistic body, which is called a mishcha de chivya. It's like a skin of a snake, meaning it's from the klippas. But there is the Torah, which is also in the heavens. There's another part of the Torah, especially to those souls who study the Torah when they were living on this world. This causes them to study later on the spiritual counterpart of that same halacha that they learned in this world. Now they're studying the spiritual counterpart in Gan Eden. And that even applies to angels, there is to a certain extent. Because they too, Chaberim Makshivim, they listen in and they change by their listening Makshivim lekoylach. But it's not the same of the Torah. Especially as far as the Baal HaMaimer, the one who said Tof Reish Pei, which is the previous Rebbe, you know, in the Maimer, he says, so he says, no, this was in the from the Rebbe Rashab. I'm bringing down what my father-in-law wrote about him, and this was on the 20th days of Marchesh, which was the Yom Haledes. That was the birthday of the Rebbe Rashab, or Shalom Dovber, in the year Tafresh Chafalef. So he says, today is the birthday of my father, my holy father, with the great titles of HaKadosh and the Zuchrei Tzadik Kozel Rochel Chaim Lebonim. He was born on Monday, in the 20th day of Marcheshvan. This was the portion of Chayei Sara, in the year Tafresh Chafalef. 9 o'clock in the morning, exactly. There's the exact time. In my dream, he says, this is the Rebbe writing, because this is on the birthday of his father. In my dream, I see my father in his Shabbos clothes and with a very joyful face. And he says, in this 24 hours that it has turned to, it become 84 years since my soul descended into this world, that he sees his father speaking to him. So there, I am going to have very important guests. And according to the order, each one of our teachers, masters, the rebbes, the Chabad rebbes, and our fathers, holy fathers, is going to say a drush, an expounding on the verse of Kapitel Pei Dalet, which means 84, because that was his age. I mean, he was already passed, he was gone. I mean, he passed away in the year Tafresh Pei, that's when he passed away. And that was the point as far as it's important for us. That is in the year Tafshin Hei, the Rebbe said. That's the note when he made it. Tafshin Hei was 40, was 84 years from the birthday of the Baal HaMaimer, the one who said the Maimer. So then you finish the Kapitel Pei Dalet until him. And as the tradition is in saying the Tillim, which we have from the Baal Shem Tov, to say the age, your age of your age. So here we see that after the passing, there is learning, there's listening of Torah, because he says they're going to be, everyone's going to see a drush from the leaders. So we see that the study also hinges on the more time it passes. So now we're learning 84, now we're learning the other capital, they're going the further capital. So we see that there's an increase even after the passing. The Rebbe signs off with the letter of here. Then there's a couple of footnotes to the various different places, the sources for this letter.